Welcome to the dawn of a brand new year where hope, aspirations, and the promise of a fresh start fill the air. As we usher into 2024, it's that time of the year when many of us embark on the age-old tradition of making New Year's resolutions. We all know the feeling of setting lofty goals and envisioning the best version of ourselves, only to see our enthusiasm dwindle as the weeks go by. We are now joined by the personal development coach Paula Jansen van Rensburg to tell us more about how setting realistic New Year's resolutions. Paula, thank you for joining us. How can someone set realistic and achievable New Year's resolutions, and what are some common mistakes people make when setting these goals?
It is important to create a goal that you believe you're capable of achieving. And what we never were taught is where to create this goal from. This goal must be created from a place of potential rather than scarcity. So the example I want to give here is, I want to live a healthy and long life. People often go like, I need to lose 10 pounds. And there's a difference in the energy of that. And it's very important to rather create from potential. And then when you do that, to be sure to create small goals and then start working your way up.
Many people struggle with staying motivated and consistent in pursuing their New Year's resolutions. What strategies or tips can you offer to help them maintain their commitment throughout the year?
Firstly, to set goals that excite you, that makes you want to jump out of bed. And to not be overly focused on, like I mentioned earlier, a big, massive goal for the entire year, because it becomes this heavy thing that you have to carry every day. When you make smaller goals and you set smaller goals spread over a period of time, you get better results and you get quicker results. So a variety of goals creates excitement and it energizes you, and you can actually jump between them, which is really exciting because your energy is different moment to moment. So you can decide to focus on specific ones at specific times along the journey.
New Year's resolutions often involve breaking bad habits or adopting new ones. What advice can you provide on effectively changing behaviors and forming positive habits?
To first of all, be specific. Be crystal clear on what you want and what you want to achieve and why. When you have vague goals, you're going to struggle with motivation because you're going to get inconsistent results. And then what you do is write down your goals and put them up where you can see them. When you spend time with those goals that you've put up, like either in your bedroom, on your office, it doesn't matter where, but just a place where you spend a lot of time, your subconscious can start supporting you with making these dreams and goals a reality. And we don't have time today to get into the nuts and bolts of how our brain actually works, but visioning is such an important part of the journey.
People often experience setbacks and obstacles while working towards their resolutions. Can you share some guidance on overcoming challenges and staying on track, especially when life gets in the way?
For me, the most important thing is to be kind to yourself. Self-compassion will transform your entire life. So when you make a mistake or you fail, and I don't like the word fail because failure is just an opportunity for learning, healing, and growth. But when you make a mistake, accept it. And then make an even stronger commitment to this dream and to this goal, and then start again. And it's so important to remind yourself, why are you doing this? And if we go back to the original one, I want to get stronger and healthier so that I can live longer. It's so important to really always come back to, why am I doing this? It is okay if it's not happened in a certain timeline yet, and just recommit and stay in the vision always.
People often experience setbacks and obstacles while working towards their resolutions. Many individuals give up on their New Year's resolutions within a few weeks or months. How can a personal development coach assist in holding people accountable and providing the necessary support to ensure long-term success?
In the work that I do with my clients, I teach them how to access their true power to create the life of their dreams. And all coaches use different tools to help individuals to harness the power of the mind, because it's in the mind where we get derailed and it steers us off track. And a coach will help you identify what the unconscious fears and beliefs are that are blocking you from living a life of true freedom. And once you understand your mind and how to work with it, and you combine this with a vision that truly excites you, nothing can stop you.
Thank you, Paula, for your insight and advice. May you all enjoy a prosperous new year filled with success, adventure, and accomplishments. And May your 2024 New Year's resolutions be a powerful tool for personal development, fostering a sense of purpose and commitment to positive change.